Right before Sukkah started, the family discussion on our WhatsApp group surrounded companies that failed to see their mission through. And one of the people on this thread was talking about Netflix and Blockbuster. For those people that aren't old enough to remember, there was a time when if you wanted a movie, you had to go to Blockbuster. And you went into a store and you rented your video and you returned to them a few days later. Of course, that was then replaced by you ordered videos in the mail, they came to you, and then you sent them back. And eventually it was replaced altogether by the idea that we just watch streaming videos. And that's sort of where we are in 2020. Why am I bringing this up? Because one of the points that was expressed in this discussion was the fascinating piece of information is that Blockbuster had Netflix at its knees. Netflix had only 30 days left of capital before it was going to go out of business. And there was the possibility that they could make peace with each other and somehow Blockbuster could win. And Blockbuster didn't really capitalize on it. In the end, Blockbuster became a thing of the past. You might, on occasion, see a store that has remnants of Blockbuster on it, but it's no longer in existence. And Netflix, of course, is one of the giants of our industry. So the question was, how did that happen? So the point that was made was that Netflix never wanted to be Blockbuster. They never wanted to rent videos, not by mail, not in any way. They wanted to be streaming. The only problem was that streaming didn't exist, or the technology to stream didn't exist just yet. And so they were planning for an eventuality that didn't exist yet. And look what it became. And it dawned upon me that that's really what the Rosh Hashanah to Hoshana Rabbah part of the year is all about. On Rosh Hashanah, I sit there and I aspire, hopefully, to be something so much more than I am. And on Yom Kippur, I don't eat. And in my not eating, I strive to be something that I'm also not. Question that was asked on Yom Kippur is, why do we say Baruch Shem Kippur Malchuso Yolam Ed at the beginning out loud? Shouldn't it be Mariv Motzei Yom Kippur? We've reached this pinnacle. And the answer is no, because it's not what we're... The idea is not that we've become angels. The idea is that we're aspiring and striving to be angels. I believe that's really the whole message. We set our sights on something much bigger than we can be on Rosh Hashanah. And we continue that on Yom Kippur, and we continue that in Hoshana Rabbah. And the hope is that if I set my sights high enough, I might not achieve that, but I'll achieve a whole lot more than what I would otherwise. And that's, I think, the message of Blockbuster versus Netflix. Blockbuster set its goal at being awesome at what it did, but the reality changed. Netflix said, we're not worrying about what we can be today, but this is what we want to be in the future, and hopefully we'll get there at some point. That's, I think, what we need to all strive for this time of year. Not what I have been, not holding consistent with that, but what would the ideal me be? What would the ideal of Eved Hashem look like? And that's what we're striving for. And God willing, we'll achieve it. Have a great day.